1.13 Part 1
So, first of all, Emma, how did you actually manage to get the jobs?
Well, I got the jobs through a mixture of networking and cold calling. So, applying to different organisations, finding email addresses online, writing cover letters, explaining my project and attaching my CV. Networking was a big part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking to someone aware that they themselves might not work in that area, but they might know someone who does.
Was 2 weeks long enough to get a feel for what doing the jobs more long-term would be like?
For me, it was, yes, because it was just meant to be enough to get a sense of whether this is something I want to learn more about or whether it's something that's actually not for me. And I found I was very quickly able to decide whether I wanted to learn more or actually maybe not so much. It was just enough to get a flavour of it.
Mm-hmm. Was it an issue that you had none of the qualifications for some of the jobs?
Well, no, because I was doing work shadowing, which is more about following a professional around, shadowing their daily lives, rather than having my own set work and projects to do.
Ah.
I wasn't expected to have qualifications or to lead my own work.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the case quite often with young people who go in and just do some work shadowing, and they just don't have the degree or several years' experience that you would need to do professional level work. It's just to find out if that's the sort of job they would like to do before they then go and do the qualifications and get the experience.
Which job did you enjoy most?
One thing that I enjoyed most was alpaca farming in Cornwall, which is in southern England. And I enjoyed it most because it was one of the jobs that challenged all of my assumptions about what being a farmer in the 21st century and earning a sustainable living was like. The first half of each day was traditional farming jobs, so feeding, looking after the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But the second half of the day, the farmer was an entrepreneur. She would take her alpacas, shear them, make the wool into high-end luxury children's clothes that she then sold to department stores across the country. And this was a placement that broke down all of my presumptions and preconceptions about what a job was like.
Wow. Were there any jobs that you completely ruled out?
So one that I didn't get on quite so well with was publishing, because I'm very dyslexic. And so for me, copy editing, so spotting typos and grammar mistakes in long pieces of texts, I find very challenging. It's not one of my strengths, which in publishing, as an editor, is one of the big things that you have to do.